So it's almost like a SOS package, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I think people also should, they need to invest in themselves to get better as well. It's not always someone else's responsibility to help them make them better. It's you show them the path, you got.
I lost you there.
And let them walk down this path of recovery themselves, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. So what, you know, you talked about the fact that just because you have a license, you know, yes, you can drive the boat, but that doesn't really make you a captain. And I think this is really important because this is what I see a lot. I see a lot of drivers, but not really managers. And I think, you know, being a captain is not easy by all means. There's so much involvement in, you know, everything that it upholds. So what I've seen is that a lot of captains say, I don't have time for that. I'm so busy. You know, I have guests, I have owner stuff. I have to deal with other crew things that are not really, you know, their mental health or their well-being. What's your response to that? So they basically neglect, you know, that side because they always say, I just don't have time. I don't have time down to go to the crew mess, you know, like.
That's a tough one because at the end of the day, there is only one me and there's no mold for me and I am who I am. And so I project myself in that respect. For me, there is nobody more important on this boat than the crew. The crew are in front of the owner and in front of the charter guests. Now, a lot of people will disagree with me on that and that's okay, but that's how I run my boat. If my crew aren't happy, the charter will suck and the owner will be mad.
Mm.
So, and I've had an open discussion with my boss and he understands that. And he thanks for me that every time he's on board, because when he comes on board, he feels the vibe and your vibe attracts your tribe.
Absolutely. Yeah. And talking about the owner, when you implement all the systems and the way you run your vessel, is this something that you have taken upon on your own, or is this something that the owner is involved with, of understanding how you're going to run the vessel?
No, I was very lucky with this particular owner. He gave me the first year of clean slate. I got to pick every single crew member. When he bought the boat, he employed me, and then I built the team from zero. And so I was very lucky with that. And he gave me the first year pretty much carte blanche. And we agreed that at the end of the first year, him and I would sit down and talk about every aspect of the boat, and where it wasn't right, we would change. And what was good, we would leave.
Mm.
And luckily enough, we haven't changed anything.
Wow, that's amazing. So when you're hiring crew, because obviously the same way you're leading your crew, you have to have key players that are on the same understanding of how you're, of the environment that you're creating, especially head of department. So what are the key things that you look for in those crew members when hiring them?
I am very blessed. All of my HODs came from other people, boats that have worked with me in the past. So I knew their skill set. I know their background and I know how they are. And I've called them, said, I've got a new boat. Do you want to come and work with me? And they go, yep, we're coming. So for that, I am very blessed. And so our root structure on board the boat, the foundation, is very strong.
Mm.
But when I talk to other positions, and it's quite funny, this happened just the other day, we have only had one chef and now we have rotational chefs on board. And when I was doing the interview process, the head chef at the time, Dean, my chef, said, why do you talk to them not about their skills and their work. And I said, well, two reasons. One is, you're the head chef. You've put five CVs in front of me. They clearly have the skill set to be a charter chef at our level. There's no question about that, because you wouldn't give me their CV. And now it's my job to make sure that they fit into my family. And so I talk to them about stuff away from the boat. I want to know how they interact. They don't know me. It's a cold call. And I start talking to them. And then that would give me feedback to how they would be if they walked out on the after date with a charter guest, whether they're comfortable, whether they hum and ha, whether they string their sentences together. And I try to get a vibe of how they're going to be within our team and within the unit, where the feeling that we're trying to produce on board, you know, and it's critical on a charter boat.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important the way you see it. It's like, you know, this is my family and I want to bring, you know, somebody that's going to align with it.
Yeah.
Not the other way around. What about sexual harassment, bullying and all that? Have you experienced that as a captain?
Yeah, I have. And you know, it's a tough, tough subject. You know, it was a while ago now, and it's before this boat. And it's very difficult, you know. Look, I look at it in three ways, okay? Mm-hmm. There will be her side of the story, okay? And then his side of the story, okay? And then somewhere in the middle is the truth. Now, I'm not saying she's right and I'm not saying he's right, but somewhere in those two stories, in this triangle, is the truth. So as a moderator, I have to take the middle ground. I listen to her, I listen to him, and then we need to moderate to try and get an agreement or an understanding or resolve it. It usually results in someone leaving. Okay, because either party don't want to compromise, which, you know, there should be no compromise. If a gentleman has done it wrong, or even if a girl has been inappropriate the other way, then it's unacceptable and change has to be made. But as a moderator to those, it is tough. It is one of the hardest things that as a captain you will ever have to deal with. And I hope on nobody that they get put in that position, because it is a very tough subject to do. And to discuss.
When you were doing that, you handled that on your own and you didn't get any extra support to help you to moderate?
I took outside help once it had all come to light and I had the facts on the table.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, but yeah, it's a tough one. Mm.
And obviously the way you have created the environment, your crew was... they felt safe enough to go speak to you about it?
Yes, oh, absolutely. You know, I'm very lucky like that. People find it quite easy to talk to me and come up.
And I think it also, when the captain's always around, then he's not a stranger. Yeah. You know, he's one of us. So it's, then, and like you said, you know, you go out with them, you go to the beach, you do all these things that really... You know, as your personality, that's not something that you would actually want to do, but you're choosing to do that in order to create an environment on board. And I think that's huge, because when you don't see your captain all the time or enough, he's a stranger, you know? And even if at one point he said to you, oh yeah, you can come talk to me at any time, you probably won't, because he's just not there.
No, exactly. And whatever energy you put into it, you'll be rewarded with. And if you don't put the energy in, then you can't expect people to come and tell you when there's a problem.
Exactly. Yeah. So for the new captains out there that want to start moving towards the way of, you know, the same way that you're managing your vessel, like really being a leader in the industry, what would be your advice to them? What's like the number one thing they should be doing to get there?
Lead by example. If you're not willing to, if the girls are in the weeds I'm down beds and doing beds and heads. If the kitchen's in the weeds, I'm in there washing dishes. Same on deck, you know, get out, help wash down, do what they need to do to help. And then they'll see it and they'll respect you. And then when you make change or you make things, they'll understand that you understand why you're doing it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And what about the ones, if you are a crew member and you're with, you know, within an environment that the captain is just not as open as you are, and you maybe do like the boat and you like the owner and you like the tips and your charters are going, you know, good. What's your advice for the crew members that are having a tough time relating and talking with their captain?
Look, for me, it's simple. If you are not happy where you are, then leave. Don't stay. Don't prolong it. Don't do it for the money. Don't do it for the tips. If your mental health struggles and your enthusiasm for your job wavers because you don't like how the boats run or someone on board the boat has a problem with you or you with them, then leave and get on that boat where the program fits you and that you are happy and you enjoy getting up in the morning and doing your job. Because this industry is amazing and it will give back to you more than you will ever give it. And so if you're happy and you don't feel like you're working, then work's a breeze. You know, I love my job and I get up every morning and enjoy being here. So there is no work for me, you know, because I enjoy it. But for those that don't like it, then get off that boat because it'll only make you sour, not like the industry, and your work will reflect that. There will be a boat out there that suits you, the crew, the owners, the program. Go find it.
Exactly. Yeah. And I agree. And I think one of the things that I see missing in crew is the clarity of what they actually want to experience on board, what they want their captain to be like. Because when you don't have that clarity, you continue to create jobs that are never going to be aligned with that desire or values because you're not even clear about them.
Yeah, people need to understand their why. Understand why you want to be in yachting, and money isn't a why. Money is a result. Mm. Money is a result of being in the industry. You need to understand your own personal why of being in the industry, and then, you know, and then you'll be good.
Yeah, everything just follows. One last thing I want to talk about is men's mental health. What's your take on talking openly about that topic on board? Because I see a lot of, and I keep bringing this up because it's just, it's just so there all the time, you know, like November comes, all the boys, big beard, big mustache, but they don't really even understand what Movember is and why they're growing their yeah. hair, their facial hair. And, you know, the fact that it's about creating awareness around suicide and mental health for the men. And I just wonder, what's your take on that on board?
You know, getting a man to talk is not easy at the best of times. And, you know, you need to be able to have a skill set where you can, if you're talking to someone and you see the problem here, there's no point trying to hit it like that. You need to come around the back of it and talk to them in a different angle to make them feel comfortable, relax, and then open up about it. But that is a skill set. There's no question about that. And that is something that you need practice with. You need confidence to be able to do that. You need to be in a good headspace of your own because you're going to take on someone else's problem. If you open the door, you need to be ready to carry and support them. And I guess, you know, my Christmas, I'm not sure if you saw that, but I put out that Christmas video about just checking in on friends and family and, you know, the hashtag better together, because, you know, I really believe in this and I really believe in being there for everybody that's around you and supporting them. And, you know, don't be afraid to ask, are you okay? There's nothing wrong with that, but don't just do it flippantly and then go, oh, okay. If you ask the question, give them the time to listen to the respond. Because yes, you are right. It becomes a little bit meteorized and you know, yeah, okay, let's really concentrate on mental health. But if you ask the question, then just wait for the answer. And if the answer's a little bit unsure, then you need to be there for that support. Because if you're giving them the time, then give them the time to be heard.
And I think this is where that skill of really learning the body language is so helpful, because even if somebody says, yeah, yeah, I'm okay, you can tell if their body just all of a sudden crunches, yeah, or sure, is trying to move away from you, or
yeah, or avoids eye contact, yeah, and like ducks around you. You know, usually when I'm walking down the corridor or the boat or something, and I go, morning, how are you? And they go, yeah, okay. And they look down, reach out, grab them, stop, no, what's up? You know, it's instant. And, you know, sometimes I get it wrong, not very often, but, you know, even the fact that I reach out and grab them and pull them back and say, no, there's a problem. What is it? Tell me. And they go, no, I'm fine, I'm fine. I'm like, no, you're not. You know, I can clearly see, this is what I've seen. And, but give them the time, you know, and, but be ready for them to completely break down as well. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a 2-minute walk down the edge of the boat could turn into a 2-hour conversation.
Right.
You know, but you've got to be ready for that.
Yeah. I think it's like, if you're going to ask the question, you're going to have to mean it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And be wanting to actually support that person and hold that space for them.
No, absolutely.
Mm. Yeah. I totally agree with you. Amazing. Well, I just want to thank you so much for sharing, you know, what you do, how you do it, and giving a lot of simple little tips and tools that we can all implement right now. And I think what I take from this is that, and this has been a recurring thing, the fact that we need to invest in ourselves, own self-development.
Yeah, for me, absolutely. For me, every day is a school day. I still learn things every single day, and I look forward to learning something new every day. And that's it. And I'm happy to admit I'm wrong when I'm wrong, or if I've done something wrong. You know, you don't have to be proud if you've made a mistake. You know, I ding the boat, I make an accident, whatever. Okay, I made a mistake, I'm sorry, I learn from it, and I move on and become a better person from that, you know.
Yeah. So, and I just want to take the time to, you know, for you that you're watching, if you ever thought that the industry was never going to change, that it was always going to be the way it was, well, you're wrong, and here's the proof of it. And people like you, Dean, really bring hope and inspiration for the way we want to do yachting, you know, now. I mean, I've been 14 years, so probably a little bit less than what your career has been. And it's not, right now, it's not what it used to be. Like, even if it's a tiny bit different, like, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
This wouldn't have happened before, you know? Yeah. So this is a huge improvement. And the fact that people like you are willing to show their face and say, this is how I've done it. I have had my times. I have had to choose differently, even if it's uncomfortable for me, so I can become the best that I can be. You know, that says a lot about who you are and your character, you know? So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet of you to say. And, you know, my goal for the next 10 years is to leave this wonderful industry just slightly better than it was when I joined. And that's it. That's all I want.
Oh, you are. So have no doubts about that.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Is there anything else you want to share with us before we go?
No, I just, just be honest with yourselves and just be the best human that you can be. That's it. And that's all any captain can ever ask for you is be the best person that you can be, and you'll be successful.
Yes. Thank you so much. And by the way, I'll be putting the link below. You are part of the She of the Sea mentor program,
yes,
correct?
Right. Yeah.
So for those who would like in a future to be mentored by Dean, then click the link below and yeah, do whatever you need to do in order to get there. Because you, yeah, this one's a keeper. So
thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, guys, this is a wrap and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.